Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management within the U.S. Department of Commerce. So I want to ask you, what is risk, and why is risk so often viewed in negative terms when risk can also be, you know, a call for positive action?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we don't wake up in the morning and say to ourselves, you know, how do I pursue loss? We don't wake up in the morning in that mindset. Small businesses don't open their storefronts and say, how many customers can I lose today? I would be very concerned if they did. I don't think they should be in business if they are having that mindset. But for the most part, what we do, we wake up and we think about, how do we seize opportunities? And in that pursuit of those opportunities, what risk am I willing to take that's worthwhile, the gain? That's worth the gain for me taking the chance. And that's the same mindset we need to have when it comes to risk. The reason why I believe people define risk and just perceive it as loss is because it's an isolated conversation that they have, and they never pair the conversation of risk and opportunity. That's a conversation that has to be balanced out, or else you're always looking at risk as loss. Mm-hmm. But I think we have room to grow in that area in terms of maturing the conversation when we do have it, that we just don't talk about risk in isolation. You also have to balance the conversation about what are you taking a risk for and what do you anticipate gaining as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier that you are pushing forward in the department on enterprise risk management, or what you refer to as ERM. What is Enterprise Risk Management, ERM? What are some of the distinguishing characteristics and principles of ERM, and how does it differ from, say, a traditional view of risk management?
Well, it sounds a little cliche, but it's true. Okay. Traditional risk management is often performed within silos. Okay. I know you've heard that term before, or stovepipes. People manage and are comfortable about information that's within their organization, and they only think within the context within their organization or their unit or their branch. So, and that includes conversations of risks that they've identified and how those risks impact where they are. Mm-hmm. Within the context and walls within the organization. Enterprise risk management really challenges us to go beyond the four corners of our organizations and reach across aisles or within, as they call, the white spaces, and think about how you manage risk could impact other parts of the organization. What does that look like? You could think of many examples of how if you're doing, let's say, a renovation, you're just not concerned about the renovation itself, the mm-hmm. construction project, but how does that impact morale mm-hmm. for your work staff? That's a human capital and HR issue. So enterprise risk management really provides the opportunity to have individuals who have never had discussions about risk before actually come together and talk about it and appreciate the different perspectives and then take that information and model it so that it's helpful and to leadership to make decisions within the organization.
So I really wanted to get sort of a definition or a view of risk, expand it to sort of the changes that are happening with an enterprise view. And now I'd like to talk about a little bit more about what the Department of Commerce is doing in this area. Could you lay out for us the ERM strategic framework, the guiding principles that inform and direct what you're doing over there?
Yes, and within enterprise risk management, it's very important. Again, another cliche, but it's true. I hate to mention the cliches, but they are true. They've been tested to be true.
Exactly.
Tone at the top is very important, but also tone in the middle, top in the middle, across the organization. So within the Department of Commerce, we've done a couple of things. One is we've established the principles, the tone at the top, which really describes our philosophy about risk management, what our values are regarding risk management. And really, there are really four principles. One of them has to do with the fact that we believe that enterprise risk management as a process shall be applied across the entire department. Mm-hmm. And that's unifying efforts across the department and a unification that will ensure that strategies mm-hmm. and actions are informed by a common understanding of risk, which is an essential requirement, really, to inform priorities and allocate resources. Another principle is that we believe risk management practices at all levels should be integrated into informed decision-making and priority setting. Ensuring that risk information and analysis is incorporated into strategic and operational decision-making for us is fundamental, not only to the department, but also to the Bureau's success overall. And we also feel that identification of potential risk and mitigation of those risks is a critical management responsibility to have informed decision makings. Another key principle for us has to do with emerging risk, meaning that emerging risk to the department and the Bureau objectives mm-hmm. shall be, and you shall be, dynamically identified and managed. Using risk information and analysis will make the department program assumptions more transparent. We think that will strengthen processes, encourage innovation, and provide the basis for more informed and, I would say, defensible decisions made with the best available tools and the best available information for the best achievable outcomes. It all makes sense. And then finally, the fourth principle that we advocate is that ensuring that consistent and disciplined consideration and treatment of risk is part of day-to-day processes. It's not something that you just do one day and put it in a file cabinet, or you just do when there's a crisis, but it's something that is engaging on a daily basis. So enterprise risk management must be a visible and integral part of the department's culture mm-hmm. and allowing the department to fulfill its mission and goals more effectively.
And that's a great segue to how you've applied it. So the philosophy and then the four principles and embedding it in the culture is essential. And one way you could do that is through infusing those principles into your strategic planning process. How have you done that?
Really, it's about educating those engaged in that process. And in every chance that you get to educate folks in this process, I think you change the culture one day at a time, mm-hmm. step by step. For the past two, I think, years where the annual strategic reviews of the agencies were actually conducted and completed, we stepped out and for the first time brought in those individuals involved in setting those objectives and being involved in achieving those objectives and gave them education and training around risk management and then walked them through our tools and our process. What that did for us was establish at least a baseline understanding that can now be applied for the next fiscal year annual strategic review process. So that's one way we have incorporated risk management within our strategic framework.
So, understanding risk, understanding enterprise risk, how your philosophy and principles, and then how you've inculcated it into activities, as you said, day-to-day activities, embedding it into the culture. So the next thing I wanted to get is, what are some of the benefits of doing all of this?
A lot of benefits. One is that people begin to get comfortable with the idea of talking about risk. Mm-hmm. In our early conversation, we talked about how the perception of risk is always negative. Well, there was a time when you brought the word risk, people would go in the opposite direction and move forward. But now people are becoming more engaged in the conversation. That's a huge...
That's a big change.
And that's a big deal in the federal government space. Because over time, I think there's more understanding about, it's not just about laws. It's about good business. Mm-hmm. What good business does not take into account risk? Mm-hmm. And it is part of business practice. So as that understanding of how that is used and utilized within an organization moves forward, then folks will see more of the benefits related to that. The other thing I think is, who doesn't want to be in a position where they're better prepared to deal with, mm-hmm. Things that happen. We're not saying that enterprise risk management provides 100% reasonable assurance of anything. I don't think anything does. You can't 100% eliminate risk. Yeah. Not if you have objectives and you're pursuing opportunities. risk exists. The idea of being better positioned to deal with it, to respond to it, to manage it, either during the crisis or just normal day-to-day business, I think that's very attractive to organizations, and they want to be able to get ahead of things rather than just be in a reactive position.
So you mentioned earlier the importance of embedding the enterprise risk management perspective in an agency or department's culture. What are some of the challenges, whether it's within commerce or just across the federal agency, whatever your perspective, what are some of the challenges with doing this?
Well, one, we talked about understanding what it is and what it is not. Mm-hmm. Enterprise risk management is not a shadow audit function. A lot of times, folks think that is just another arm of auditing. And really, the beauty is that enterprise risk management is meant to balance out the auditing function and activities within an organization. You know, auditors, they take snapshots of points of time, of information. Enterprise risk management is more forward-thinking, proactively thinking about...
Sort of anticipating the risk and getting out ahead of it.
A lot of anticipation. So an organization has two different varying lanes that they need to think about, and it really balances that out. And so the challenge is making sure people understand that it's not a gotcha. I haven't heard that in the word. I haven't used that term in a long time, Michael. But it's not a gotcha initiative or activity. It's about really helping organizations better position themselves to achieve their mission and goals and objectives, and taking away levels of uncertainty so they can be successful in what they do.
So what are some of the, or maybe you could outline for us some of the best practices or most promising practices that you have identified for the successful implementation of an enterprise risk management approach?
I think a leading practice, and I've seen this over, a leading practice that I've seen, there's several I've seen. And again, having the benefit of engaging with bureaus and doing work for such a long time, I think one of the key leading practices is to have a defined common understanding of what risk is. The other one is the organization needs to determine how do they feel about risk. I mean, what's the philosophy? Do you see risk as loss? Do you see it as balancing opportunity? That has to be defined up front by the organization. It's key and important to have defined roles and responsibilities. We can say that everyone is responsible for risk management, but who is accountable and for ensuring that risk management is something that's fluid throughout the organization, which is very important. I think adopting a risk management framework, it helps to define what the scope of effort is for employees across the board. They need to know what the components are. You know, how do I manage a risk? When I do identify, what do I do with it? How does risk information inform leadership to make better decisions? Who benefits from the information itself? So a framework helps to create those type of outputs so that you understand and can answer those types of questions. Education and training, you can't get enough of that. I know that it's tough in this budget environment to actually support and resource education and training. But the form of education and training is changing, such as through the council. Mm-hmm. A lot of informal personal networks, I think, will really help in that area. And the exchange of ideas within a forum is very important. And I can go on and on. But for the most part, I think those are some of the big key ones, basic ones.
So, Karen, what are the incentives for linking performance with risk management?
Well, let's ask this question. Can you truly measure performance without identifying and assessing risk?
Good point.
can we actually do that? So if you take into account the risk that could hinder your performance, I think you're better positioned to achieve and have greater awareness through an informed strategy. So performance is not the absence of risk, but it is a measured achievement when risk is taken into consideration.
How is the U.S. Department of Commerce fostering a culture of risk awareness across its enterprise? We will ask Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management at the U.S. Department of Commerce, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.